position. We started to cool down in like five position there. The radio cells, they all started to change color except the one from about 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Roger, except from 10 to 12, we got it. Did the Lineals all stay right in the line there, Ron?
Yeah, the crystals or the chips that are inside there didn't move at all. Yeah, there is
Roger.
Something going on in many, huh? On the color patterns behind there, the one on the left, as you look at the unit, the color crystals only changed down to about 9/10 of the first square as you come down from the top. The rest of them are all black on that particular, on the left row.
Roger, on.
So that's a maximum extent of the, that's a max extent of the heating. You might check and see if the guys want to heat it a little bit longer the next time.
When they
do it in the BTC.
Yeah, Roger, Ron. We're copying everything you're saying. We've got all kinds of support here. In fact, we got one backup unit out here watching what you're doing, so we'll keep you posted what we think.
Oh, okay. Is the backup CMP operating it?
Matter of fact, at the farm.
That's the way to do things.
And Ron, we'd like you to stay nominal on the heating times due to the film limitations.